Shalom, brothers and sisters, and may the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for support, comments, and prayers. May the Lord richly bless you. Shall we continue with our topic? And today, I just want to look at this. We are still on the same title, but I would like to focus on God's will, to say God's will is the best. When we place ourselves in the will of God, we discover that it's the best thing that we can ever do. I think for me, you've heard my story for the past 6 months, from the time we had a crusade here in a place called Chatama. That is, it's a remote place. Of course, it's not as remote as, it's not really a jungle like maybe we would see it in movies or cartoons, where you really have to move around with a machete to find your way out. No, people are there, their vehicles there, but of course, the quality of life is very low, but it's still in the outskirts. Most of the place is bushy. And I remember after we had the crusade, and you know, I was wondering, because I'd given myself to say I wanted to remain back and help strengthen the work. But so many things went into my mind to say, how will I survive? How will I cope with the very life in the rural area? And how will my family be taken care of? But well, 6 months later, I think the Lord has really blessed me so far. He has really helped me. And I've actually learned a lot. And the place has really shaped my spiritual life. You know, I was like a spiritual patient, a person who never did exercises. And, you know, the advantage of placing our will in God's will, it means God will take care of everything else. So let me read Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A person who dwelleth in the secret place, a person who has placed his will in the will of God, he will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the shadow means under his protection, under his rest, under his favor, under his covering. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's the assurance we have. When the will is subjected to the Lord, truly we are going to say that the Lord is our refuge. What is our refuge? A place where we can run to for safety. That is a refuge. And brothers and sisters, there is no, in the world, there is no place of refuge. People think when you have finances, you know, when someone has got finances, is doing fine, you know, that's good. It's very much important. We need that. We call it security. You know, finances are called security. But are they really security? You know, I look at families and people in Ukraine. I believe there were people who had businesses in Ukraine, people who had investments. They had the security. But everything else has come up to nothing. It's just bombshell after bombshell. And that is a message to all of us, that what is happening there, well, it can happen to our backyards in our countries. But a true place of refuge is in the Lord. Even when things don't work out here, we have somewhere to run to. That's the assurance we have. And the Lord is a fortress, meaning is a fortified, is a place where no one can penetrate. That's where the protection is. And that's the advantage of a child of God. And David here is saying, surely, he's not doubting. He's saying, for sure, he shall deliver thee. Meaning, God will deliver thee if you make him your dwelling place. If you go to his secret place, what is his secret place? A place where you can seek for him. A place where you can surrender to him. The Bible says, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So, the Lord is going to put us under his feathers, so that we are not attacked by any creature, like the way the hen covers the young ones. And we will trust under his wings. Now, if you are not under the wings of the Lord, you can never trust in him, because you have never experienced what he is able to do. But when you surrender yourself and trust him, you'll be able to testify that truly the Lord has brought me out. And his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Brothers and sisters, the truth, this word, this message, it is the one that is a shield. I believe you have seen how the lifestyles of people in falsehood is. They profess Christ, but they don't have the life. They don't have the joy. They don't have the peace. They don't have the rest. You see scandal after scandal. Someone is a pastor, has got this scandal, is divorced, married, divorced, and marries another woman. Things like that. Why? Because they don't have truth. And when the fiery death of Satan comes, there's no shield. They cannot fight against it. But the Bible says truth shall be your shield against sin, shall be your shield against this world, against the storms of this world. But it won't only give you a shield, it also give you a buckler. A buckler is a very small shield. Apart from the main one, there's also another one, a smaller one. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. What is the terror by night? We will not be afraid to die. When our time to die comes, when our time to leave this world, when danger strikes, we won't be afraid at the thought of war, at the thought of death. We will not struggle when that terror comes, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. You will see almost everyone in panic mode, almost everyone unable to deal, to overcome with the ills, to overcome sin. But you will stand out. They'll tell you that no one can live without a girlfriend now. No one can live without cheating. No one can live without stealing. No one can live honest lives. You know, when people say that, it means they have all fallen. They've generalized it because they've seen how many have been killed, how many have fallen. But the Bible says it could be 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. It means the Lord will make us see how people who don't follow the Lord, how they are repaid. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. This is a beauty. The Lord will not keep us in some, or most of our ways, but he shall keep us in all our ways, our financial ways, whichever way we are looking at, whichever direction we go, the Lord shall be there. When I say he shall keep you in your financial ways, meaning even if you make a loss financially, even if things don't work financially, the Lord is keeping you in all those ways. Because as long as you are his child, there's no mistake. It is only a bastard that is not taken care of. You know, a bastard is like a street kid. You know, you can never take care of somebody else's child. You know, maybe a spoiled child. You can never control that child. You won't have the power to do it. But the Lord shall keep us in all our ways. Meaning, we are his children, and because we are not renegades or bastards, he takes care of us. And he makes sure that whatever happens to us is for good. They shall bear thee in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Meaning, whenever time to stumble, whenever temptation or sin comes your way, whenever falsehood comes your way, the truth, the Lord shall lift you up. Amen. Thou shalt, and for he shall, okay, thou shalt, verse 13, thou shalt trade upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. This means things that we thought were impossible to overcome, issues that sins or habits or weaknesses or challenges that we thought that these were so hard, the part that the devil dealt with you, the weakness that you've had, the Bible says that it's like a lion. A young lion is very strong, an adder it's deadly. But you shall just step over them because you've trusted in the Lord. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Now, remember, brothers and sisters, there is a condition. Your will has to be. So your love for him is your will, subjected under his will. And that is why God is saying, so all these things will happen to a person when he surrendered. You know, people are so funny. People can live in sin and do all these crazy things. And they want the Lord. They want to quote these scriptures. They want to have a good life. But here the condition is you have to seek a secret place. You have to go to him. You have to take your heart to him. You have to take your love, your will, your time, your commitment. When you die and you rot, the Lord is going to lift you up. He's bringing you from the ground. And he's going to make you come up like a beautiful bloom, and you are going to bear forth fruit. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord richly bless you. Shalom.